From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 23rd, 2018. This week, that excerpt of Great Blue Heron, composed by Phil Skeens and performed by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia, opens an episode on birds found in Virginia's marshes. Have a listen for about 30 seconds to some sounds you might hear while visiting a tidewater area marsh. You heard a great blue heron, a wood duck, a northern harrier, formerly known as marsh hawk, a least bittern, a common moorhen, and a marsh wren. Those species represent some of the different groups of birds that inhabit freshwater or saltwater marshes in Virginia's coastal plain, either as summer breeders, winter residents, or migrants. Many birds occurring in tidewater marshes also occur in other kinds of wetlands in other parts of Virginia. Marshes and other wetlands provide birds with key habitat features, particularly food from plants and many kinds of vertebrate and invertebrate animals, shelter and nesting areas within vegetation, and a watery buffer against land-based predators. These habitat values lead to use by a large variety of birds. For example, well over 200 species have been observed in Dyke Marsh Wildlife Preserve, a 485-acre tidal freshwater wetland along the Potomac River in Fairfax County. For wading herons, dabbling or diving ducks, preying hawks, perching wrens, and many other feathered actors, Virginia's marshes and other wetlands are essential natural stages. Thanks to Lang Elliott for permission to use this week's sounds from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. Thanks also to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music. And we let a marsh wren have the closing notes. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.